This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Our award-winning Things You Didn't Know, Things You Don't Care to Know, but it's sports-related segment coming up momentarily. You know, it's a silly season for quarterbacks, and that leads you to some hypotheticals. And here's a really good question on the text line, Doran. Text line's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What if KP doesn't leave last year? Would it be his team now? Would patience have paved off for his career? Whew. You retorted with, all right, let's say it's Russ and KP. They would not have traded for Justin Fields, I don't think. Because that didn't happen until they moved off of Kenny. Or had at least determined that they were moving off of Kenny. If KP goes 4-2, and he's got a quarterback rating of over 90 for each of those games, like Russell like Justin Fields did, I think he goes longer than six games. Why can't I talk? Sorry. I think if he goes 4-2, he's got a quarterback rating over 90. He's going longer than six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's his team if he has the Justin Fields tenure.
If they went 10-7 with Kenny and there were some Russell Wilson-like highs in the middle there, he's your quarterback this year.
Yep.
There's no question about that in my mind. People might think I'm dumb for saying that, but like if you meld sort of what Justin did with what Russ did, then he's the quarterback. And I do think that Kenny had more to offer than Matt Canada allowed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that Kenny was ever going to be this Pro Bowl quarterback destined for greatness, but I still think he would have been better with Arthur Smith, of course, than he was with Matt Canada. People crush Arthur Smith. Matt Canada's one of the worst offensive coordinators we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
All due respect. Can I say something that scathing and mean and then throw all due respect on the end of it?
No.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It is now time for Things You Didn't Know, Things You Don't Care to Know, but it's sports related. Bang! This is the way to get into the weekend, man.
It is. It's perfect.
Callis, if you could just send me this MP3, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to open up the sunroof. I'm going to roll the windows down. I'm going to be bopping along to this on the freeway, baby.
It's actually a wave file. Sorry.
Oh. MP3. That's old school.
We don't do MP3s anymore?
No. Well, we do. It just depends, like, you know, what size you need.
You know what I did the other day? I don't know that I brought this up on the air, but me referring to things that are like not in the zeitgeist. I had my phone flashlight on in my pocket for 4+ hours the other day. And I would like take it out and text and like look, watch.
And have no clue that it was on.
No clue.
That's old.
No, my wife noticed it through my pants.
That's old.
I'm just happy her eyes were focused down in that location.
Huh.
You want to start this bad boy off, or you want me to start it off?
I'll start it off. Former Dallas Cowboys teammates are going back and forth, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons. DeMarcus Lawrence just signed with Seattle, so check this out. DeMarcus Lawrence tweets, "Dallas is my home. But I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there with crying faces. Micah Parsons replies and says, this is what rejection and envy look like. This is some clown bleep with a clown emoji. DeMarcus Lawrence replies to Micah Parsons, calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left. So there's a nice little feud going on between some NFL players.
The more things change in Dallas, the more they stay the same.
Yes.
You've got a head coach that nobody wanted. You have the owner in the press conference to introduce the head coach basically saying, oh yeah, he's a puppet. Like, I gave this guy a shot, defending his honor while also trampling all over him in the public eye. You can't tell me that there weren't coaches that wanted to go coach the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, wait, maybe that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe the pool of prospective candidates sees that it's a friggin' circus and doesn't want anything to do with it. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence is 100% right.
Yeah.
He's 100% right. They haven't done anything of significance since the mid-1990s. When I was 5 years old and you were like eight and Nicholas Harry Callis was floating around in his daddy's scrotum.
I was seven.
I'm happy you cleared up.
I'm only 2 years older than you. You always think I'm 3 years older than you. I'm 2 years older than you.
I look at you like a big brother, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you cleared that factual error up. It would have been offensive otherwise.
Yep.
I go?
Yes.
Bill Belichick's girlfriend is to be CC'd on all of his work emails. This, a Bill Belichick request. There's a now viral email going around where Bill Belichick says, hey, any and all work emails going forward, please make sure you CC my 24-year-old smoke show girlfriend. He didn't actually say that. What he wrote was, thank you for the email. I am including Jordan on this email so she can also keep up with our postings. Can you include her on anything you send me? Thank you, Bill Belichick. This chick is operating UNC Tar Heels from the inside, man.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jeez.
I really think we missed out in the UNC Hard Knocks not
being...
Yeah,
that'd have been great.
Yeah, that was going to be a thing this offseason, and now it's not. I think he's actually in love, Doran.
For sure he is. Is she?
Absolutely not. I mean, he's a Renaissance man. Like, he's in a... You know, old-timey history and stuff like that. Like, I do think he's probably more interesting than people like me on the outside might give him credit for.
He definitely is, but he's not more interesting to a 22-year-old young lady.
No, if he was out, like, you know, canvassing nursing homes, I think he'd be a super eligible bachelor and the conversations could be riveting and stimulating. He ain't got nothing to talk to her about.
Zero.
Now, like, me and Bill, I think we get along.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I recently just completed a World War II documentary series on Netflix. I think me and Bill would have a lot to chat about. You think she cares about D-Day?
Nope.
Me neither.
How about Shaquille O'Neal? He was on the TNT broadcast, as he always is, with Candace Parker and a guy named Lefko. I think he was subbing in for Ernie. Here's the little chain of the back and forth going. Shaq. I like what Chauncey Billups is doing. Those guys play hard. Candace Parker. No, I can't let this go. Who's doing it? Question mark. Shaq. Chauncey's the coach, right? Lefko. No. Vince Carter. It's JB Bickerstaff. Shaq. I don't watch the Detroit Pistons. Chauncey Billups is the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. And everybody's crushing Shaq for this, by the way. Which I think is stupid. It's Shaquille O'Neal. Like, it's like, oh, he's getting paid to talk about the NBA. He should know this stuff. It's ridiculous. Like, it's Shaquille O'Neal. He's the best center, probably. Oh, arguably the best center ever. Who cares?
He totally should know that, but he didn't. And him not knowing it, that's why he's on the show.
Yes.
Is stuff like that. Like, are you really moving the needle if you're pumping the tires of the Detroit Pistons head coach? No. Nobody's watching that show on TNT, soon to probably be moved to ESPN, so that you can hear about his analysis of the Detroit Pistons.
No.
They want the laughs.
Right.
They want these moments. I'm a big fan of Chauncey Billups, that 04 Pistons team. We've talked about them on Pittsburgh airwaves more than anybody ever should talk about that team. Chauncey. It sounds like the name of like a British prime minister.
Yeah. Or a nightclub in Pittsburgh in the 90s.
Chauncey's.
Yeah.
When you were 8 years old and I was five.
Yes.
How about Cooper Flagg getting hurt yesterday?
Yeah, it was tough to watch.
Then he had the Charlotte Hornets towel on. And people are just saying, all right, that's it. They're just going to wheel him right over to the Hornets.
Yep.
That's where he's going to wind up. I think that's a massive loss for college basketball if he's unable to go. Now, he's day-to-day. They did the x-ray. They're going to play North Carolina tonight. I'm sure Cooper Flagg wants to play in the game. ACC semifinals. If you play him, you are out of your ever-loving mind.
Yes.
Which I don't like. Because North Carolina is like one massive quad one win from getting into the NCAA tournament. And it should not mean as much for them if they beat Duke, who's down two starters. I think they're going to beat Duke without Cooper Flagg, and they're going to get into the tournament. I'm here to tell you they don't deserve to get in.
Mm-hmm.
One quad one win.
And they played some decent basketball down the stretch.
They played great basketball down the stretch. They played no one. I think yesterday between Clemson and Louisville, was the first matchup between ranked teams in the ACC in conference play.
Yeah.
That's absurd to me. You got one quality win, and now they're going to get two. I'm bitter.
Yeah, I can tell. Does that have any effect on your Mountaineers?
It very well could, and that's why I'm bitter.
Yep, I knew there was something to it.
By the way, looks like West Virginia's coach could be leaving for Iowa. It's his home.
Good.
Screw you. If he does go home and they hire Bob Huggins, I am telling you right now that I am never watching a West Virginia basketball game again.
You are the biggest bleeping liar on earth.
I will not watch a West Virginia basketball game again until next November.
Yeah, there's no... Are you kidding me?
I won't watch them again until November, Dorn.
Well, yeah, okay, there you go.
Texter, I used to think Chauncey Billups was a condition that, like, a horse would have. What happened to Mike? Oh, he's got that Chauncey Billups. Seabiscuit, man, career cut short. He got that Chauncey Billups. We got anything else?
Nah, we're good. I have some other ones, but they don't matter.
Another texter about Bill Belichick's wonderful girlfriend, Jordan. Crowley, I think you got it wrong. She actually loves D-Day.
Mm.
When Belichick's trying to storm the beaches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They probably don't have electricity in the entire house. They just, the lights are just off all time.
I mean, they're never there.
All right. What's the latest on Aaron Rodgers? There's more information out this morning. We'll get to you. We'll get to it, I should say. And then, because of all the Rodgers stuff, because of the Rudolph stuff, because of DK Metcalf, I think we are all missing a massive Steeler story. A huge one. We'll get to that, too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Selection Sunday coming up this weekend. On Sunday, that's when they do it. St. Paddy's Day weekend. We can smell the weekend. Now I keep being redundant. I keep using the same words over and over again.
We can smell the weekend?
Can't you smell that weekend?
What does it smell like?
Bad decisions.
Mm.
Now, people, be careful out there in the South Side this weekend.
Out there.
Be careful out there. Down there. Our guy Jake Southside Jakey's walking around those parts. You got to be careful. Can't be too careful. There's a big story we're missing for the Steelers, which we'll get to coming up at the bottom of the hour. People texting in other athlete names that sound like they could be diseases. Like we got Rusty Kuntz here. You know what? I don't want to play that game anymore. Yeah, I don't think we want to play that game anymore. I went right in. I just read that one. We're right there. We're good. We're good. We're fine. Yeah, it's a name. Good. We're fine. It's like saying Dick LeBeau. You're okay. You're fine. Dangerous.
Yes, very.
All right, here's the latest on Rodgers as we understand it. This, according to Diana Russini of The Athletic, the Giants have offered Rodgers more money. Here's the weird thing about all this, man. Like, all the reporting we're going to get on it is obviously team and league sourced. We're not going to get anything out of the Rodgers camp. Like, I don't think he's talking to anybody that would be leaking information. So while we, and I believe Diana Russini's reporting, she's really good at her job. Well, I believe that. I think that's gospel. They've offered him more money. We have no idea when this is going to go down. And so any insider that goes out there and says, Rodgers, we're expecting that decision today, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I have no idea when this thing's going to end. Easter? Is it going to end Memorial Day? 4th of July? Labor Day? Like, when's this thing going to get done? No clue. Mm-mm. The only way we would get any indication of that is if there's reporting that the Steelers, Giants, Vikings, whatever team's involved has given Aaron Rodgers a deadline. But until we hear reports like that, we're not going to know. And I don't think the Steelers clearly have drawn that line in the sand. How long do you let him go? I mean, clearly they want him.
Before OTAs start.
Oh, my God!
Well, that's like a month.
So you're going to have it. You got to go through the draft?
Yeah, no, never mind. Never mind. I'd let it go like a week. I'd let it go a week. End of March.
You can't let it go past the draft.
No.
And yeah, that to me is you're even right. Extreme. Like, it goes anywhere near the draft. Like, you're not in a good spot. Because then you're missing out on a bunch of guys. And there's good guys out there. Like, Cooper Kupp's still available. Apparently, the Cowboys are the leader in the clubhouse for him. Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs. So, a couple of wide receivers, right? I keep coming around on Calais Campbell. I saw our friend Alan Saunders from Pittsburgh Steelers Now. He was talking about Calais Campbell. And people get mad about that because he's a million years old. But here, let's get into it now, actually. This is a big Steelers story. They gave up 299 rushing yards in a playoff game to their most hated rival, a team that they had stifled time and time again before that. And the Steelers have done exactly nothing to improve their rushing defense. And I think it's because they're in quarterback limbo, in quarterback purgatory. You can't spend money in free agency. And I think it all points to them doing it in round one of the draft, Doran. But they've done nothing to improve that part of their defense. Like, Malik Harrison comes in, but you lose a Landon Roberts. I mean, that's not an addition. Like, he's going to help them on special teams. Is he as good as Landon Roberts stopping the run? Maybe. He's not going to be better. So, one in, one out. They have done nothing to improve the defensive line.
Zero. All because of this.
Yes.
Hmm.
And that's why I come back circling around on I'm more mad at the Steelers now than I am mad at Aaron Rodgers.
Like, are you mad that they didn't pay Justin Fields? Let's start there.
Yeah, do you want to do therapy couch with this? Yeah. Let me put the feet up here. Let me do a quick read and get my feet up here. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Yes. Yes, I am mad about that. Like, $20 million is a drop in the proverbial bucket. That's nothing to pay a quarterback. And all the reporting, and I believe it, is that he was their 1A option.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to treat him like he is. Either pony up with the money, or you make him the offer and don't start singing Russell Wilson's praises if you're Art Rooney II or Omar Khan in your media availabilities. Like, if he's your number one, come out and say, we'd like to have Justin back. Not Justin or Russell Wilson.
Right.
We want to have Justin Fields back. These are people with feelings, Doran, with egos. And Justin, like everybody else, saw how Russell Wilson's Steelers performed down the stretch, went 0-5 and averaged 14 points a game. I would take massive offense to that if I were Justin Fields. Oh, this guy? You didn't win a game. This is what, late, early December? You go 0-for? You're scoring 0 points? And you're going to say in the same sentence my name with that guy's name? Nah, screw you. I ain't coming back. Yeah, they screwed the whole thing up. So that's where it all stems from.
That's where it all stems from, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you mad that you didn't hear anything about the Steelers being in on Geno Smith?
I wouldn't have hated that. No, I think he's a good dude. I think he's probably an underrated player. I don't think he's a great player. I think he's probably middle of the pack NFL quarterbacks, and I think his paycheck will reflect that.
Who would you rather have, Geno Smith or DK?
I think you could have both, right?
If you had to pick one, though.
I'd rather have DK.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you mad that they missed out on Sam Darnold?
No.
Are you mad that they missed out on what's the quarterback?
Mac Jones?
No, the other one.
Gardner Minshew?
The other one. Giants.
Daniel Jones.
I mean, I just wish their mindset would change. I'll answer it that way. Like, kind of, yeah. Yeah, because I want them to go cheap. And cheap for me is up into $20 million, $40 million guaranteed for 2 seasons for Justin Fields. And I want them to build around them. Like, I said it to start the show. Mason Rudolph walks in here. I don't think that necessarily means you're punting on the season. You went 3-0 in his regular season games a couple of years ago. I think you can convince yourself he can get you to 9 or 10 wins. So you're not quote-unquote punting. You add around him. And then he's your bridge guy. And when the next guy walks in, you've got a great situation for that dude. You got a terrific situation for that guy with DK Metcalf and whatever else it is that they could have and probably missed out on adding around him.
All right, we're playing this game. So would you rather them trade for Joe Milton or draft Jackson Dart?
Trade for Joe Milton. I think Jackson Dart, there's a better chance he's the guy, but I also think you're married to him if you draft him. Whereas Joe Milton, he comes in, and if he plays well, I still think you can draft over him next year.
Trade for Joe Milton or sign Aaron Rodgers?
Trade for Joe Milton. Absolutely. No hesitation. Did I stutter?
Who starts? Joe Milton or Mason Rudolph?
Mason Rudolph. Because I don't really think Joe Milton's going to be a guy. But you're just collecting, you're just taking flyers on dudes at that point. Now, you answer your own questions now. You turn this around on me. I feel like I'm getting interrogated.
Oh, you're the one that's mad.
You're the light coming down.
You're the one that's mad. I know who I want.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. You're the one, you're the one upset. So I'm trying to figure out and get in your mind why you're so upset.
And I've heard you talk about this for days, so I feel like I have a good understanding of why you want Aaron Rodgers, but are you okay with the way it's all happening here?
Yes.
What if it dragged out for 3 weeks and you still land with Rodgers? You're okay with it?
Yeah, because I think that they want to be in it.
We need to get Tomlin on a damn beach then.
Yes.
Talking to Aaron Rodgers and selling him on all the positives of signing now. Like, because right now they got to put the money in damn escrow right now. Like, we can't spend it because we know it's going to be on Rodgers. Like, okay, at least if it's Rodgers, then you start working on restructuring and all that kind of stuff.
Only reason why I'm okay with the timeline right now is because of whenever it started. And it hasn't been that long.
Well, then you should be mad that they didn't reach out to Rodgers earlier.
Right.
At the ski lodge or wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would be upset about. Like, why did it take this long? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm the last option for you.
I think there's more people than not that don't want Rodgers, but there's enough people out there that want Rodgers that are listening to you and they're going, yeah, Dorn, you're making a lot of sense. I think most of the people, though, whether you want Rodgers or you want Russ or you wanted Justin Fields or you want Mason Rudolph to start day one, I think everybody should be upset with how the Steelers have handled themselves through all of this. Like, we keep hearing they wanted Justin. They didn't show him. We keep hearing they want Rodgers. Well, then get it done. Mm-hmm. Then make it happen. And I guess, okay, he's got a decision to make, and so then the ball is in his court. Make him some kind of an offer that he can't refuse then. Like, if you really want him and you think he's the key, and their inaction here and anything else is telling us that that's what they want, then make it happen. I don't want it to happen. But if you want it to happen, push the damn thing over the finish line. 412-928-9370. I'm fed up. Yes, Harry.
What's your dad's name again?
Mark.
I think he's chatting with people on YouTube.
There is 0% chance that my dad is on YouTube arguing with people right now.
I didn't say arguing, just chatting.
Oh, Dad, put the phone down.
Why do you think that?
Because the name on there says Mark Crowley. It's not a username, it says Mark Crowley.
All right, going to give my dad a call during the break. We'll be back to do more of whatever the hell this is next. 9:39. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. There is a guy in our YouTube comments who is using my father's name, and he is pretending to be my dad. Someone asked him, Mark, was Adam a bully growing up? And he replied, nefarious, stubborn, and a smidge arrogant, good Irish boy, all things considered.
This is an inside job.
That is this Callus doing this? I don't think Callus knows what nefarious means.
It's some sort of synonym for evil.
All right, color me surprised. Did you guys hear? Oh, man. Did you hear Bechtold try to say the word zeitgeist the other day?
No. You have it?
I'm going to see if I can find it in here somewhere.
Bostic was upset with Bechtold.
They went, I mean, he was pissed.
Real mad. Then he got mad at us. Bostic did.
Yeah, so here's what happened. You know, Austin is convinced that next year's draft is going to be a gold mine for quarterbacks. Actually, I have a topic on that in a second here. You want to write that down. So he is convinced that next year's draft is going to be a really good quarterback draft. I think there are a lot of people who see it that see it Bechtold's way. Well, Bostic said, I wouldn't be so sure, and he listed all the reasons why. And then Bechtold, from the top rope, dude, he taps the elbow, he jumps. Yeah, well, Bostic thought Kenny Pickett was going to be good. Bang!
Crushed him.
So then, of course, you and I text Bostic, and we're like, hey, hear what Bechtold said. And I think he was pissed.
He was real mad. Then he got mad at us because, like, we didn't respond.
Well, he was like, can you guys give me Bechtold's phone number? And you and I didn't reply. You said you were napping.
Right.
Were you napping?
Yeah.
I was not napping. I was not going to be the guy who's going to be the go-between here who gets Bostic shredding and destroying young Austin Bechtold, who I think's mind is still developing. Like, you know how they say you can't have alcohol before you're 21 because your frontal lobe is still developing? I think Austin's frontal lobe is still developing.
Yes.
And if he gets punched in the face, metaphorically speaking, by Pat Bostic, I think his confidence is going to get nipped in the bud, and we've lost a potential talent here.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be part of that.
Yeah, Bostic would dig deep, too. Like, he would get him. Like, he would make sure that Austin would never utter his name again. Bostic likes to get even.
I actually liked what Bechtold did. That's sports talk radio, man. Like, instead of debating the merits, he just attacks the guy. I love that. Go for it. Maybe I am nefarious. I can't find the zeitgeist thing.
I found it.
Oh, good.
So Pat responds, to be clear, Rodgers is not scheduled to be on our show today. Also, does feel like his affinity for Pittsburgh should be back in the zeitgeist. Is that the correct pronunciation of that word?
What?
Bob?
I think so.
What? No, that's not the best. That's
a good use of the word.
Z-E-I-T-G-E-I-S-T.
Zeitgeist?
Yeah.
Zeitgeist.
Listen, I hate to do this, but I'm going to do this too. Bob Pompeani's been reading off a teleprompter for his entire life.
Long time.
Bob Pompeani is one of the most well-spoken, smartest guys in the industry. Forget just in Pittsburgh, but countrywide. He saw the tweet, and Bechtold asked him, Zeitgeist, I think that's how he said, I think you're right.
Oh, man.
Zeitgeist. Now, also, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'll just take everyone now. We'll just get everyone out on this one. Ain't no way that was actually Pat McAfee responding to Bob Pompeani.
I think it was. Because he called him Pomp, right?
He did call him Pomp.
Only people will call Pomp are people in Pittsburgh that know him as Pomp.
Yeah, well, that could be Tone Diggs or any of those guys.
I don't think they run his Twitter account.
Is it more likely that one of those guys calls him Pomp or that Pat McAfee actually understands the word zeitgeist? Like, that does, that seems like too highbrow a word for our good friend Pat McAfee.
Mm.
Zygest.
I feel like Pat probably heard that word somewhere. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to use that.
It's spelled Z-E-I-T-G-E-I-S-T. Zygest.
I probably would get it wrong too. I ain't going to lie.
You think whenever he was a kid, his mom was reading Reader's Digest?
Zygest. Is that the correct pronunciation of that word?
Wait, we need Bob one more time here on this. Bob's response is the
what?
One.
Word? What? Bob?
I think so.
What?
I think so.
I think so.
No, that's not the best.
Jeez. Meanwhile, we're all waiting for Aaron Rodgers. It's like the Ayuk saga all over again. I could not, Doran, I probably for 3 weeks straight gave the same exact Ayuk take, which was, yo, give this jackass a deadline. And that's where I am here on Rodgers. Here's my draft take. We keep hearing, we keep reading that next year's class is going to be better. You know what? I'll agree with Bostic on one point of it. We don't know that. Like, you can look at the prospects available and you can think about upside and you can say from a purely talent standpoint, yeah, there's a deeper crop. We have no idea. Is Drew Aller going to cement himself as a top 15 pick next year? Like, if he plays the way he played against Notre Dame more than a handful of times next year, I ain't touching that guy with the 10-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true for a lot of those guys.
I think people are misconstruing or, you know, getting confused with the fact that it's a deep draft next year and saying that it's a good draft. Like, I feel like people are like, oh, the draft, you know, next year there's a lot of good players. Like, that's not necessarily true. You got to see how that plays out. But it's deep. There's a lot of quarterbacks that are draft available next year. I think that that's where we need to go with it. There's a lot of quarterbacks that can go into the draft next year. Now, I don't know how the pool is going to be, like, right, of the big-time quarterbacks, but there's more quarterbacks that are coming out next year than there is this year.
Even if there's not, so this is where I was going to go, and you might be right. You probably are right. You are right. But here's where I was going to go. Next year's draft could be bad, too. It doesn't make me want to draft a guy this year anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I either believe in Jackson Dart or I don't believe in Jackson Dart. I either believe in Shador Sanders or I don't believe in Shador Sanders. And next year is relevant, sure, because, God, you hope there's dudes there. But I'm either going to like a quarterback or I'm not. Texter, Crowley can't talk all morning on the show, and then you slight Pat McAfee like that. That's fair.
Yep.
Texter, sorry, Crowley. Austin's comments still not as bad as your legendary downhill comments to TK. Pony had one of those the other day, too. He wound up ripping on TK by accident.
Today is Malzy's 40th birthday. What did Tyler Kennedy do for a big 40th birthday banger?
Are you kidding me? I'm not 40 yet. I'm like a young 38, brother.
Man. Damn.
Wow. Then you fell into the trap.
Yeah, well, then I texted Pony basically like, ha-ha, now you did it. Now you guys could get off my nards about the whole downhill thing. And instead of reading that on the air to TK, he says, whoa, Crowley just texted in and said he has you pegged not a day over 44. To which TK replied, oh, well, I'm going to drown that guy.
I'm going to drown that guy, boys.
Boys, I'm going to drown
boys,
that guy.
Listen, boys, I'm going to drown that guy.
Which... that is the manliest, dudeliest insult of all time.
Drowned.
I just pictured him just pulling you underwater. I also heard TK said he's claustrophobic because his brother locked him in a closet whenever he was younger.
He's like, oh, I don't, boys, guys, I don't mess with that stuff. I had an older brother, and you know, when I was younger, he locked me in a closet, and I couldn't get over the fear. I was howling.
How long?
Stanley Cup champion getting in fights with Shen, just getting rocked by other hockey players and rocking hockey players, and he just can't get over his claustrophobia because his brother locked him in a closet when he was 4.
Yeah, he's not afraid of Daniel Carcillo, right, or Eric Goddard swinging lefts at him. Don't you walk him through a Macy's department store.
No.
Like, don't go to Bed Bath & Beyond with Tyler Kennedy. He will lose his mind.
I'm going to drown that guy.
Drown that guy.
All right. We'll ask the question we've been asking for the last 4 days to end our show. All right! Enough! We're still talking about Quiz Callis from yesterday because he's getting raked over the coals by everybody for not knowing what conference Penn State is in, and he should be.
Yes.
He should be.
Yes.
But we always have his back, so we will be referring to Donnie Football from henceforth, or henceforth, I should...
Moving forward.
Thank you. Why did I try to do that?
I don't know.
Zeitgeist.
Yep.
Because I put it in my tweet is that, henceforth, he will be known as Donnie Slapass.
So therefore, we will be referring to him as Donnie Slapass, in solidarity with our friend Callis, even though we actually agree with the overarching points made by the afternoon guys yesterday. And we just asked him which college Michael Jordan went to, and he did not know. So here's what I'm going to do this week. Here's what I'm going to do this weekend. And it doesn't even need to be for a bit. This is just to help a friend. This is to help you advance your career. I'm going to put together a need-to-know sheet of everything that average sports fans in this country know. I'm going to print it out. I'm going to give it to you. And you are going to memorize it, and you are going to be better for it.
What number was Tom Brady?
12.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to play the game anymore.
So all my argument is Pony was from New York, comes to Pittsburgh. He's got to learn about Pittsburgh sports,
and
right?
He did.
But that's what I'm saying. If I had to do a show on Penn State.
It's not about Penn State. It's about the teams of the conferences in college.
If I needed to do a talk show about anything, I could prepare for it. That's my argument in all of this.
But you're wrong.
But I've never had to talk about Penn State. And aside from that, I don't care about Penn State.
He's missing the point.
Yeah, it's not about Penn State.
He's missed the point entirely, and I'm going to print him out a sheet.
Print him out a sheet.
All right, we'll end the show the way we've been ending every show. Well, 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Michael Jordan.
I mean, that one out of all of them has just, it's burning inside of me.
I was saying, though, the argument, I grew up with LeBron James. I could tell you all the teams he played for.
Callis, everybody knows where Michael Jordan went to college. Everybody. There's Callis. Not one person that's listening to this show right now that doesn't know that.
Callis, remember this forever.
Okay.
Michael Jordan went to Duke. Okay?
Yes.
Duke.
Yes.
In what conference?
Was that back when they were in the Big East?
They were never in the Big East. He went to UNC. All right, we're going to end the show the way we end every show.
In the ACC. Yes.
When we start this bad boy up again on Monday at 5:40, will the Steelers have another quarterback on their roster not named Mason Rudolph or Skylar Thompson?
Well,
best guess.
Yes.
Callis?
No.
I don't think so either.